Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 13th. Happy Saturday! We're still in 1 Kings. Today we'll be reading chapter 13. Yesterday we talked about Rehoboam's son. That would have been Solomon's son. It's funny, on the Bible recap, Tara Lee Cobble calls him Ray. And today we're going to talk about the wickedness of Jeroboam. He's the one who's over the 10 tribes of Israel, and she calls him Jerry. So maybe we'll take that and go with it. Rehoboam is Ray and Jeroboam is Jerry. Anyway, today, Jeroboam, or Jerry, is going to try to set up these golden calves at Bethel and Dan for Israel to worship. And that does not make the one true king, our God, very happy. He sends a prophet his way. And anyway, it's an interesting story. It's a confusing story at the end. So perk up your ears and we'll try to talk through it at the end of the podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. Lord, open our eyes and our ears as we read your word. 1 Kings 13, the man of God from Judah. By the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel, as Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering. By the word of the Lord, he cried out against the altar. Altar, altar, this is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you he will sacrifice the priest of the high places who make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on you. That same day the man of God gave a sign. This is the sign of the Lord. The altar will be split apart and the ashes on it will be poured out. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God, by the word of the Lord. Then the king said to the man of God, "Intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored." So the man of God interceded with the Lord, and the king's hand was restored and became as it was before. The king said to the man of God, "Come home with me for a meal, and I will give you a gift." But the man of God answered the king, "Even if you were to give me half your possessions, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water here. For I was commanded by the word of the Lord, 'You must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came.'" So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come to Bethel. Now there was a certain old prophet living in Bethel whose sons came and told him all that the man of God had done there that day. They also told their father what he had said to the king. Their father asked them, "Which way did he go?" And his sons showed him which road the man of God from Judah had taken. So he said to his sons, "Saddle the donkey for me." And when they had saddled the donkey for him, he mounted it and rode after the man of God. He found him sitting under an oak tree and asked, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" "I am," he replied. So the prophet said to him, "Come home with me and eat." The man of God said, "I cannot turn back and go with you, nor can I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. I have been told by the word of the Lord, 'You must not eat bread or drink water there or return by the way you came.'" The old prophet answered, "I too am a prophet, as you are, and an angel said to me by the word of the Lord, 'Bring him back with you to your house so that he may eat bread and drink water.' But he was lying to him." So the man of God returned with him and ate and drank in his house. While they were sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. He cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. This is what the Lord says, You have defiled the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat or drink. Therefore, your body will not be buried in the tombs of your ancestors. When the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet who had brought him back saddled his donkey for him. As he went on his way, a lion met him on the road and killed him, and his body was left lying on the road, with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. Some people who passed by saw the body lying there, with the lion standing beside the body, and they went and reported it to the city where the old prophet lived. When the prophet who had brought him back from his journey heard of it, he said, "It is the man of God who defied the word of the Lord. The Lord has given him over to the lion, which has mauled him and killed him, as the word of the Lord had warned him." The prophet said to his sons, "Saddle the donkey for me." And they did so. Then he went out and found the body lying on the road, with the donkey and the lion standing beside it. The lion had neither eaten the body nor mauled the donkey. So the prophet picked up the body of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back to his own city to mourn for him and bury him. Then he laid the body in his own tomb, and they mourned over him and said, "Alas, my brother." After burying him, he said to his sons, "When I die, bury me in the grave where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones." For the message he declared by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the shrines on the high places in the towns of Samaria will certainly come true. Even after this, Jeroboam did not change his evil ways, but once more appointed priests for the high places from all sorts of people. Anyone who wanted to become a priest, he consecrated for the high places. This was the sin of the house of Jeroboam that led to its downfall and to its destruction from the face of the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Jeroboam encapsulates the failure of the northern kingdom of Israel to live up to God's holy standards for kings. Just like Rehoboam, his reign was characterized by idolatry. In 1 Kings 13 here, a prophet came to him and denounced what was happening at Bethel, but Jeroboam tried to seize him. And did you notice what happened? As he tried to seize the prophet, his hand shriveled up. Even then, the prophet interceded for Jeroboam and he was healed. However, the kindness of God was lost on him. It did not lead him to repentance. And then at the conclusion of the chapter, we're informed that even God's kindness toward him and his wrath demonstrated at the prophet who failed to obey his commands was not enough to lead Jeroboam to repentance. He rejected the prophet's rebuke and even let anyone be a priest who wanted to. There were no regulations according to God's word. Rather than holding priests to a holy standard, Jeroboam required no such faithfulness. And so how do we see ourselves in this passage today? Well, I think that we have to remember to totally obey God's word. The prophet had obeyed at first. He said, "No, God told me, don't eat or drink here." And then an old prophet lies to him. Can you even believe it? And woos him back to the city and he eats and drinks there and it leads to his demise. So at all costs, we must obey God's word. And then as we look at Jeroboam, we just need to remember that God calls us to a faithful life, not one that seeks after the world and pleasing men, but a life that seeks after living in obedience to God's word. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Please continue to open our eyes to what you would have us to see. Thank you for being the one true King. We love you. Amen.